Welcome to another message from the teaching team at Elevation Church Australia. For more information about our church, service times and locations, visit elevationchurch.com.au.
Today we are so honoured to have come and speak to us Pastor Rob Kettling from Minnesota. Pastor Rob runs a multi-location church, almost 10,000 people across America and also international. And so we are so honoured to have him and his wife Becca with us in the lovely Gold Coast. We're filming this today just before our INC conference. So this will be furtherance in our series on Listen, How to Hear the Voice of God. So I'd love us in all of our locations, wherever you are, let's stand to our feet and let's give a great Elevation Church welcome to Pastor Rob Kettling.
All right. You guys are rowdy. All right, let's give a bigger hand clap to Jesus. Come on, let's thank God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Go ahead. You can be seated. It's a joy to be in Australia. People keep asking us if this is our first time. It is our seventh time to Australia. And we did something very un-American. We actually took a vacation, a holiday here, for 6 weeks and just stayed over here. We did Surfer's Paradise, so not very far. So, yeah, that was suffering. And we did Melbourne, went to the Australian Open. I golfed all the courses. We did Sydney, Tasmania, and then New Zealand. So, I mean, we went back to America and we were depressed. Why don't we live here? That's what we were thinking. Why don't we live here? But love you guys, and I'm looking forward to the new friendships. You may not know this, but mutual friends introduced us, and if I could just say this, your pastors, Ross and Kathy, they're new friends to us, but it was mutual friends that introduced us. Now, I just want to tell you that you just be open to new friendships wherever God brings them. We were at a conference once, and my wife and I were there, and she was hangry. Does anybody know what hungry, angry, okay? And there, it was like an hour wait for food, and she was like growling. She was almost manifesting. It was just one of those things, you know. And I'm looking around the restaurant, and there were two seats left in the entire restaurant, and there was a table with 10 people there. And there were two seats that they weren't using. So I walked over, and I said, hey, would you mind if my wife and I joined you? We don't even know you. But I need to feed her. And she's so skinny, and that's because she doesn't eat. And so I was like, you got to feed her now. And so they said, no. I said, I'll pay my own way. I just want to join you. So I did that. I didn't know that, but it was pastors from New Zealand and Australia and all around. And so I'm talking to them, and then next thing you know, we're friends, and then I'm preaching for them. They're preaching for me. And it was all because she was hangry, all right? So I'm just saying, be open to whatever new friendship. So I'm looking forward to getting to know your pastors more and being a part of the INC and just expanding our world and seeing what God's doing. And I just let me speak that to you. Follow that prompt right there. And that's my message today is going to be follow the prompt. Just follow the prompt. The prompt could get you at a table. The prompt could get you in a neighborhood. The prompt could get you in a meeting. It could open a door, and the next thing you know, this opens to this, opens to this. So let's follow the prompt. And I love that you're in this series on hearing the voice of God and following the prompt. I did a series called that, Follow the Prompt. And I taught our church this, and it was just one of those things that I apologized to them having not preached on that earlier. I just feel like it was something I did, I practiced, but I assumed they knew how to do it. And so I'm glad your church is doing that because you have to learn to hear the voice of God. And so just super excited. You talked about our church. They're praying for you guys. Our family sends their greetings. And, man, we have two boys that wish they could be here. A daughter-in-law that we just love. Becca finally has another girl in the family. And so anyways, let's dig into this. I'm following the prompt and hearing the voice of God. I want you know this, and I know that you've been in this series, so I'll give you a little review, but I just believe so strongly that God is speaking. Yeah. I believe that. I believe that if you're not hearing from God, you're not walking how he wants you to walk, okay? And so many of us get used to coming in, coming to church and attending, and it's not attending. There is a relationship that is going on here. And I believe he's speaking over people. And I would say this, if you're at one of the locations right now, if you're at church and you don't know God, can I just say this right now? He's speaking to you right now. okay? The message is going to go forward, and things will be said, and you'll be wondering, was that me? Was that God? And here's what he's speaking to you right now. Whether you've learned how to hear his voice or not, he's saying, I love you. I want to forgive you. He's saying, stop running. That's what he's saying. He's saying, you're in the right place. He's saying, welcome home. You belong here. I've got a better future for you. And so he's speaking that over you right now. It's not mystical. It's just, it's real. You know, it reminds me, we had a lady, her name was Joan, and she's a lawyer, and she was invited to church by a friend, and she was an atheist. I mean, atheist. And she's like, I don't believe in God, but I'm coming to humor you, and I'll go to church. She's there. She feels the presence of God. She feels like God's speaking to her, and she comes up to her. She goes, I don't believe this is real, but I felt like something real, something outside of what I've normally felt, and I felt like kind of like a voice saying, stay here. These people love you, and this is the place for you. And she's like, I kind of think you're crazy, but can I keep coming? And I said, no, we don't allow atheists, you know. I said, no, I'm just kidding, you know. Yes, keep coming. And so she came to church for several months. And then one day she met me in my office and she just said, all right, go for it. And I was like, go for what? She's like, lead me to him. Lead me to Jesus. She's like, let's just do this. Let's seal the deal. And she's like, I didn't think I could hear God, but I'm hearing God. And I thank you for having that type of church that wants people to know God in that way. So he's speaking to us. Now, as we look into this, I think, what's the reaction that you get? I know this group's excited. They're like, hey, God's speaking. But some of us are like, is he really speaking to us? Is he, you know, the Bible talks about that he wants to speak to us. And there's times in the Bible where it says, the word of the Lord was really rare. And whenever I read that, if you ever read in the Bible and you see, and the word of the Lord was really rare, that's a sadness that comes over me. Because the people wanted to lean into God, but because they were leaning away from God, the word of the Lord was rare to them. And I pray that the word of the Lord would not be rare, that it'd be leading and guidance. Now, I don't want to make this mystical, but I can tell you this. One of the things that's defining about my life is hearing the voice of God and following these prompts. All the time. I mean, just following the prompts, and I love to gather these stories and to be able to hear these. And I'll even share something with you that I haven't even shared with our own church. Okay, and so I'll give you some of the details on this. Okay, I'm going to follow the prompts even as I'm preaching. Okay, because the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And how many know when he gives you an idea, it's even better than what you have in your notes. You're like, I was studying and praying all week. You could have told me then. Yeah, But he's speaking to us, all right? And the word of the Lord is not rare today. The Holy Spirit is speaking to every single one of us as detailed as you want to listen, okay? I'm going to tell you something. The watch I'm wearing right now, I haven't shared this with our church, but I was out to eat with a businessman in our church. And actually, he doesn't even go to our church. He just visits, okay? And I saw his watch, and I was going to say, nice watch, okay? That's all I was going to say. And as we're at dinner, I'm about to say, nice watch, and I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit say nothing about his watch. And I'm like, this is really weird. Like, I was just going to say nice watch. That's all I was going to say. So we're eating the dinner, but I mean, I know the voice of the Spirit, like down to don't say that or say that or, you know, go over there and talk to that person and find out why you're supposed to talk to them. And I'll explain this. So we get in the car that night and I tell my wife, like, I think I was coveting Lee's watch. Like, we're just out to dinner and I was gonna say nice watch, and I felt the Holy Spirit say nothing about his watch. And so I was like, that was just really weird. And so I'm repenting of coveting, you know, and like I thought it was a nice watch, you know. A couple months go by, he's visiting the church again, okay, and I'm preaching. And I said, own your look. Just be you, own your look. And I feel the Holy Spirit say, give some examples to the people that how to own your look. I'm like, I like the way I dress. And, you know, this person dresses. You can tell they own their look. And I look at Lee and I go, Lee's a businessman and he owns his look. And then I just keep going. I go into my office and this watch is sitting on my desk. And he says, call me. You won't believe this. And so I call him up. I'm like, what's the deal? He's like, I've been struggling if I'm supposed to give you that watch for like 5 months now. And he's like, I didn't know if I was hearing God to give you the watch or not. And he's like, and so finally I just decided today, I just prayed, God, if you want me to give Rob the watch, he's going to say my name in the sermon. And I never do that. I never, like, we're multi-site, so I would never point out somebody there because the other campuses wouldn't, you know, see it. And so it'd be odd. They don't know who Lee is. And so, you know, so I just did. And my wife was like, why'd you do that? I was like, I don't know. I felt led to do that. And he said, so I said, if he says my name, I'll give him the watch. He no sooner finishes praying that, and I say his name. And he's just like, okay. So he gives me the watch. And then I tell him about the Holy Spirit rebuking me. He said, man, if you'd have said that, I'd have never given you the watch. And I'm like, thank God I'm listening to the prompt. Yeah. And now everybody asks me if they can have the watch. No, you can't. You can't. The Holy Spirit speaks to me, I'll give it to you. All right. Here's the thing. Some of this you know, and you're far in the series, but let me just go with this. Number one, you got to believe he's speaking. Romans 8:14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit of God wants to lead you. He wants to speak to you. And if you are his child, he's speaking to you. And that is led. That implies an ongoing, regular pattern of activity in the life of the believer. It's a constant thing that is happening. When the Bible talks about wayward people, this is interesting. In Isaiah 30:21, it says, whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And the implication is the voice of God is following you. Let me just follow that even. If you are wandering from God, if you are dabbling, if you would be what people would call backsliding, if you are just playing around, I'm telling you what, when you go out on Friday night and you go to the club, the Holy Spirit is behind you and he's saying, this is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. You are wandering. Don't go. And he's going to follow you around. That's what Isaiah talks about. He's going to chase down the wayward. And I'll tell you this, this is a beautiful thing. We think that, you know, we have this picture of the prodigal son and the father staying in the house and waiting for the prodigal to return. When I read Isaiah, I see a God that chases us down, and he's right behind us. And you're kind of going, shh, shh. When you're being disobedient, you're like, shh. And he's like, nope, I'm right here. I'm chasing you down. I want you back. I want you back. That's what Isaiah says. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he'll tell you what is yet to come. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today. It's a supernatural thing. He's living. Matter of fact, I preached a sermon not that long ago called Don't Past Tense Me. And here's what it was. A lot of us pray like God is back in the Bible days, or he's stuck in Israel, or he's in heaven, you know, but and he's obviously he's there, okay? But we act like he's like out of our picture. And God reminded me, he said, turn to Revelation and read that. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to show me the God who was and the God who is and the God who is to come. And God just said, no, I want you to read this. What does it say? And it says the God who is and who was and is to come. And he leads with is because he's right now speaking to you. He's right now. So he's leading us and he's prompting us, and we call these spontaneous thoughts. You know, you, for a new believer, you're wondering, like, is it my thought, God's thought? Whose thought is this? And I'm trying to figure this out. And they're spontaneous prompts. And many times we want them to be loud, but as you know, it's not loud. We couldn't handle loud. First of all, we couldn't handle it, all right? Thank God for the whispers that are there, all right? Now, you're going to spend time, and I don't want to review this, but you're spending time in the Word, spending time in stillness, listening to him, and you spend that time, and all of a sudden you hear God. And I'm going to tell you this, that most of us don't spend enough time listening to God. Huffington Post said that the average person spends 12 hours between being online, watching TV, listening to their radio or iPod or other social media, about 12 hours a day. So we can say it over and over again, if you want to hear the voice of God, you're going to have to unplug. You're going to have to set aside time, and you're going to have to listen to what he's saying. Now, as you spend time hearing the voice of God and following the prompts of the Holy Spirit, can I just put you at ease with this? You're going to make mistakes, okay? You're going to make mistakes. You'll be like, I think I'm hearing God on this, and I'm gonna I'll try to step out and see if that was God. It's okay. You're not gonna make fatal errors for the most part. All right. It reminds me of when my mom called me and she got her first computer, and you know she's 75 years old and she gets her computer and she's like, I touched a button. It says fatal error. Fatal error. Wait, did I? What's gonna blow up? I'm like, nothing's gonna blow up. She's like, it just shut down. I'm like, we'll just reboot it. What's reboot? You know? And it's like, okay, don't worry, don't worry. We're gonna be okay. It's not gonna be a fatal error. All right. Now, when you feel a prompt of God, let me just help you out with this. It's never wrong to do right. So if you're like, I wonder, like, was that the Holy Spirit prompting me to give that missionary $20? And how many know you debate that? Like, that's probably the devil. It's probably the devil. I need that for lattes, you know? And you're like, why is the devil telling you to give money to a missionary? Okay? So, you know, so I tell our congregation, it's never wrong to do right. You know? And so if you're thinking, man, I ought to volunteer and work with kids. Don't bind the devil on that one. Follow that prompt, all right? It's never wrong to do right. And as you're listening to God and you're spending time, you'll get that guidance and communication. So I just want you to lean in and expect to hear more from God. Expect to hear more from God. And I'll give you something that I've lived with, knowing that the Holy Spirit is speaking and that he's guiding us into all truth, like John 16 says, is that I'm just moving forward with what I know, and then I'm looking for the Holy Spirit to interject and redirect. Okay, he's going to interject and redirect, and then whenever I'm stuck, I feel like the Holy Spirit moves things forward for me. In theater, you know, you memorize your lines and you're getting ready to do the play or the production, there's actually someone off to the side called a prompter. And the prompter has all the lines that are there. They have all the lines, and if you ever get stuck, then they whisper, and it's time to go. You know, and they give you your line, and then you're like, and it's time to go, and then you're back on. See, the prompter interjects when needed. Okay? And the Holy Spirit is going to prompt and interject when needed. So don't wake up and be like, brush my teeth or not brush my teeth. You know, not needed, okay? But as you're going through life, definitely brush, all right. But as you're going, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit he propels things forward. He moves things forward. Remember, John 16 said, he will speak only what he hears, and he'll tell you what's to come. He's moving you forward. And if your desire is to move forward with God, then all of a sudden he's going to speak to you in that way. And if I could tell you this, be in an immediate obedience. I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. Obey immediately. Yes. Obey immediately. When the Holy Spirit gives you a prompt, it's not really a suggestion up for debate. So we want to obey and we want to go ahead and follow this and move forward as fast as possible and obey what he says. Now, how many know that when you're listening to what the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that there's a sticking point there? We have obedience and disobedience. And I'll tell you this right now. Disobedience stops the communication. Disobedience stops the communication. And God wants you to obey what he's prompting. All throughout the Word of God, obedience is so important. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifices, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. He's like, hey, better than the most elaborate thing you could do is to obey me. Obey these prompts that I give you. Follow through in what I've told you to do. Now, there are things that the Holy Spirit tells you to do that how many know that we don't want to hear some of the things that he's telling us to do? Give that up. Stop doing that. Yeah. Apologize for that. All right, let me be vulnerable again. Not that long ago, maybe a week ago, back then I got into a pretty good fight. It was a good one. It was mostly my fault, and that's really the truth. And after the fight, we were just kind of disagreeing. And by the way, I tell married couples, I don't mind if you fight. Fighting's okay. You just have to be able to resolve it. Yeah. Yeah. Every couple has issues, but if they can't resolve it, that's unhealthy. Yeah. Okay, if you harbor bitterness for years and bring up like 15 years ago, you know, that's trouble, all right? So it's okay that we fought, all right? But it was my fault. Let's be very clear, all right? But after we fought, and I felt like the Holy Spirit say, even though you apologize, go apologize a little more. She needs to really know that you love her and that you're sorry for what you said and that you really get it, that you have to own your part. Now, how many know in that moment, I'm kind of like, but Lord, we've already apologized. We like, I'm good. I'm good with this. And he's like, well, I'm not, you know? And this is what you, so I'm like, and then I said, hey, I know that I said I was sorry. I have to tell you again, I'm sorry. I know what I own in this. And that was, okay, are we good? We're good. I'm just telling you, sometimes we don't want to hear those prompts, but he'll prompt you down to those very things. Now, at first, I believe this with the Holy Spirit, a lot of the prompts that he gives us are correction. Because it's like, hey, don't do that. Let's stop that. All right? It's part of the process. When you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit gently gives you those prompts like, hey, we're going to let that go. Why don't you say no to that now? Why don't you break loose of that? Hey, I have something better for you. And he's kind of, and we don't like that a lot. We're kind of like, wait a minute, I kind of like these things and I like being in charge. But if you'll listen and you'll be obedient to that, it moves from corrective to directive. And then the Holy Spirit's like, now I want you to step into this. I want you to take care, okay, move forward into this. And that guidance moves into just an incredible thing that adds so much excitement to your life, value. It's just an amazing thing. How the Holy Spirit moves you forward in that way. I'll give you a couple of thoughts. Just stepping forward and moving in these things. Again, I try not to mystify this, all right? But I'm just telling you, it should be this natural, okay? My mom is very receptive to the voice of the Holy Spirit and just hearing these prompts. And she was in church and she was having communion. She's holding her elements, you know. She's got the bread and the cup and she's there. And the Holy Spirit says, I want you to put these elements down and go put your arm around that guy over there. And she's like, nope. And he said, yeah, he needs me to speak to him through you. He needs me to just, so put him down. She's like, okay. So she puts him down and she goes over there. And then she hears the voice of the Lord say, tell him that the church loves him and loves his son. So she goes, hey, the Lord just told me to come over during communion. And I'm just following what the Holy Spirit said. And we just want you to know we love you and we love your son. He starts to bawl. He's holding communion, and he's like, I don't even know if God's real. My son is in prison, and I don't even know if anyone cares. God, are you even real? And she goes over there and puts her arm, and then he starts bawling, and it's just following the prompt. So it moves from don't do this to step into this, and that's exciting. I absolutely love that. I'll give you another one here. When we went multi-site, and I love multi-site, by the way. I absolutely love it. I was opposed to it. I wanted to build this giant church, and then the Lord said, no, you're going to go multi-site, and I've got this for you. And so I was like, all right, we're going to go multi-site. We're going to do this. And I walked into a church, and they wanted to give their building to somebody. So they were voting to give their building to another church. They're going to close it and give it to somebody. And I go walking into the lobby, and I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit say, hey, today, when you talk in this meeting, tell them that you're an organ donor on your driver's license. And I'm like, that's really weird. I'm not leading with that one. You know, like, that's, where are we going with that? You know? And so I'm doing the meeting, and this guy says, hey, our building's worth $1 million. Why do you want it? And what's your motive? And all that. And then the Holy Spirit says, okay, here's what I want you to step into this. Tell them what I told you. And I'm like, okay. You know? And so I said, hey, on my driver's license, it says that I'm an organ donor. And then the Holy Spirit gives me the rest of it. And he says, and then I just said, in the event that I'm dying, I want you to take everything I have and give it to the living. I don't want you to bury my kidney, my heart, my eyes, anything that could save anybody in the ground. I want you to take what I have and use it to save people. And I said, this church right now, you could give your church to this life-giving church. You could be an organ donor. Yeah. And all of a sudden, that's what they did in the church. Like, they were all like, and also at that moment, they're like, all right. And I said, okay, your church will die, but you'll hear your heartbeat alive in River Valley. And I said, it'd be like an organ donor. Okay, so following the prompt, again, and I just had enough to get started, and but I love hearing the voice of God down to that level, okay? So you're going to start, and it's going to be, let's get rid of this, let's do that. And here's another thing I've learned about following the voice of God and hearing the prompts is I don't lead with, thus saith the Lord. You know, I don't do that. A lot of times I like, hey, this may or may not be God. I'm not exactly sure why I'm supposed to share this with you. It might be crazy. Okay, you know, I just kind of give a disclaimer, you know, if you will. So now another thing. So as we're expecting and we're obeying, these are the things. We're spending time in listening mode. We're doing this. We've got to believe that he's speaking. And another thing that I've learned is to be in community. And Acts 15:28 says, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us, not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. So they're like, hey, we're listening to what the Holy Spirit's saying, and it seems good to us. We're in community. We're kind of making a decision in this together, and as we're hearing the voice and the prompt of the Holy Spirit, we're obeying this. There's a great check, if you will, or balance, if you will, about being in community. And whenever somebody says to me in church, like, hey, I feel like I heard from the Holy Spirit, I got this prompt or this thought, or hey, I want to step into this, I'm always evaluating, are they in community? Are they in community? Because you can hear voices when you're in isolation, and you can hear voices in community, and I'd rather hear what you're hearing in community than isolation, you know. Yeah, you know the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks when he's on that island and he's talking to the volleyball, Wilson, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in isolation, you'll be talking to volleyballs, fruits and vegetables. I want you hearing from the Spirit, not from Wilson, okay? Now, you'll get better with time. You'll just start to hear the voice of God and get better with time. You'll start to understand what he's speaking to you. And it'll get better. The best way I can explain about listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and hearing him speak to you, you just get tuned in more like a child that plays an instrument. You know, you go to those concerts with the first grade and they're like, and you're like, I think it's music. I'm not sure. You know, and that same child, all of a sudden in middle school, you know, and all of a sudden they're like, hey. They're getting pretty good. Get to college level, you're like, now that's what I'm talking about. That's why we endured the pain, you know? So it just gets better over time, and it moves forward. And so you are able to hear, you're able to follow those prompts and to listen and to be able to do this. We are just on a journey, and it's not weird. It's not weird. As weird as it's not, you're like, I didn't know that God could speak, an organ donor, and this. But as I read the Gospels, as I read the book of Acts, as I read, you know, Paul's letters, as I read these things, I see that the Holy Spirit is speaking to them all the time. Why have we taken away something that was so normal for them and made it seem weird to us? You know, we should be following the prompts of the Holy Spirit every single day. As we look at this, here's another thing. I love this, that when we follow the prompts, we're formed into his image. When we follow his prompts, we're formed into his image. See, the Old Testament had over 600 laws. So the followers of God did not have the prompting of the Holy Spirit like we do. So they'd have to wonder, is that right or wrong? And should I obey that or not? And they'd have to go to the rule book and look through the rule book. All right, yep, there's a law on that. You can't do it, okay? If they were ever wanting to be disobedient, they would just say, I didn't know that was in there. You know, there's so many laws I didn't know, okay? But now the Bible talks to us about, as we're formed into his image, that we're shaped by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, instead of having a rule book for us, is leading and guiding us with these prompts and speaking to us. Okay, and so really Galatians talks about this, Galatians 5:16-18, it says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you're not gratified the desires of the flesh. He's saying, the Spirit's going to speak to you. You don't have to go to the law book. the Spirit's going to speak to you and you're going to be formed into his image. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They're in conflict with each other so that you're not to do whatever you want. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. So I don't need to go to the 613 laws or whatever it was. What I've got is the Spirit of God leading me and prompting me, and he's giving me pressure and movement, and he's changing me and forming me into the image of God. Now, if I could speak to parents for just a moment, and those that want to be parents, how many, you're not parents, but you want to be, you're like, all right, now don't announce a pregnancy today, but you know, you're all right, you're like, pregnant. All right, but here's the deal. As a parent, you have to help your children to learn how to hear the voice of God. One of the most important things you have to do is to help them to learn how to hear the voice of God. So you have to hear the voice of God, but you have to help them to hear the voice of God, because here's what's going to happen. Someday they're going to go off to university and your voice will not be there anymore. And if you've lived your life, no, yes, no, yes, no. And that's the way you've parented, but you've never said, what did God say to you? When the no and the yes is gone, how many know there's a whole bunch of other voices speaking to them? So I'll give you this. There's a term called a responsive spirit. Josiah in the Old Testament in Kings, the Bible says, because your heart was responsive and you listened, none of these bad things will happen to you. He had a responsive heart. And so he listened to what God was saying. So parents, you have to help your kids to hear God and have a responsive heart. So my parents taught me this. I'll never forget. I was 13 years old, and I wanted to go to a movie with a bunch of my friends, but it was a little sketchy. It was a little off color. It wasn't blatantly bad, but it was definitely gray, okay, you know? And all my friends were going, and so my mom and dad said, you know, why don't you go to your room and pray and see if God wants you to go to that movie, see what he speaks to you. I thought, well, I'm getting nowhere with them. I might as well go see what God wants, right? And so here's how I prayed. God, you know how I want to be a witness to my friends, and, you know, you can't witness if you're not around them. Remember that one. Just thought I'd go to the movie. If there's any bad parts, I'll just cover my eyes. And then afterwards, I'll talk to them about it. And I was wondering, what do you think? Should I go to the movie? And I just felt like the Holy Spirit saying, no, that's not for you. That's not what I want. Okay, but God, remember, I want to witness to them. If I'm not there, I can't tell them the bad parts, you know? He's like, no, that's not what I want for you. So then I come back from my bedroom and I tell my mom and dad, they said, what did God say? I said, he said I shouldn't go. And they said, we knew he'd say that. And I was like, then why'd you make me pray? You know, like, they're like, because we wanted you to hear it. We wanted you to hear it. Because you're going to hear his voice leading you into the truth. You're going to have a responsive heart that listens to the voice of God. Okay? So parents, you're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to help your kids to have that responsive heart. Now, in just giving the honest thing, my younger brother, Rick, who they said to him, go pray if you should see the movie. And he came back. He's like, yeah, God's cool. And they're like, go pray again. Go pray again. And he came, yeah, he's cool. No, nope, you're not hearing the voice of God. You're not going to the movie. All right, so you just got to know your kids, all right? So as we think about this, it's a joy. It's a joy to hear the voice of God. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. The Old Testament, those people that knew God but didn't have the Holy Spirit speaking to them like we do, they would long for the opportunity to have what we have. And so let's not just shelve the ability for the Spirit to speak to us, for us to hear the prompt. When I read the Word of God, there are just moments where all of a sudden the Word of God, it gets tone and it gets depth because the Holy Spirit just adds the insight. And there's tone that is there. And all of a sudden, man, I'm getting more insight. And he's speaking to me and he's saying, lay that down. Step into that. Make that decision. And I want you to read the Word of God looking for not just head knowledge, but redirect and with the power of the Holy Spirit moving you and guiding you. I believe he can just move us into the most simple things. He could save our life. I shared this as I close. I remember we were following behind a trailer. Now, this is going to be lost because I don't even know if there's snow in Australia. Is there snow anywhere? Okay. All right. So go to the snow place. Like, all right. There's a lot of snow in Minnesota. All right. I was behind this trailer that had four snowmobiles, snow machines. I mean, they're just amazing, brand new. And I'm sitting there, I'm just admiring them. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, go in the passing lane and go around them right now. I mean, down to that clear, like, I just felt this thought, like the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding me, like, go into the passing lane and go around them right now. And so I just kind of get over and I go past them. I just like, no big deal. And as I pass and I'm about 100 feet in front, maybe 150 feet in front, all of a sudden the trailer detaches from the truck and the snowmobiles go flying across the road and all everywhere. I was right behind there. All of them would have hit me. All of them would have crashed into us and perhaps killed us in that moment. And yet the Holy Spirit said, move over there. And I just like, okay. There's guidance in the Word of God. There's guidance in the decisions we make. There's guidance in the places we go. Okay, and I'm just asking you to live that way with an expectancy and saying, Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, shape me. Holy Spirit, form me. And if I would close with this thought, be obedient. Man, it'd be really nice to just say, that was a neat sermon, Pastor Rob. I hope someday I pass a car and that. Or you could say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. If I'm in the get rid of category right now, I willingly say, speak to me. Show me the things that are destructive in my life that have to go. And if I'm already done that, then I want to be in the moving forward. It's not just stop doing these things. It's start doing these things. Step into this. Step into that movement, that yes and the forward. And so I would speak to you and say, if you're over here, man, let the Holy Spirit correct you. If you're here and you've already been corrected, let him guide you more. Step into the next adventure with God. See where he takes you and what he does with you. Because the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. That's what he said. He'd lead us into that truth and show us what's to come. So as we close, I just would just speak to those once more about those that have not said yes to Jesus. And as we get ready here and at all the locations, I would just say, if this is your opportunity to say yes to Jesus, if this is your moment, you probably felt something saying, man, today's my day. It'd be the greatest joy at the end of this prayer for the pastors on location to just be able to take that moment and to say, this would be your day to say yes. This would be your day to say yes. So as soon as I'm done with the prayer, I would just pray that at each location, someone would give that opportunity for the people that felt it right away in the beginning to say yes to Jesus. This is my day. So Lord, I just pray right now you'd speak to us. You want us to follow those prompts. And I pray for those that are not yet believers. They're leaning in and they're wondering what they felt. They've wondered what you're doing. They've heard that still small voice and they thought it was their own, but it was the Holy Spirit drawing them. I pray at the end of this service, they'd say yes to you, Lord Jesus. Today would be the day they'd say, I decide to follow Jesus. For those that are new in this journey and are hearing you, God, and they're wondering about the habits they have and the things that they're doing, I pray that you'd take away destructive things from their life and they'd listen to you. They'd realize your ways are better than the ways they've been living in. And they'd say yes willingly to getting rid of those things that need to go. And you'd speak so clearly. I pray, Lord Jesus, for those that are ready to be on a greater adventure, you'd lead and guide them. They'd step into the next thing. They'd follow the prompt. They'd listen to those. And as they're in community together, they'd hear the voice of the Spirit so strong. Speak to us, Lord. We're listening. Surprise us. Guide us. Lead us. And may we use this to reach this world that so desperately needs you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you.